My Life Today, June 15, Gratitude. Roads to happiness that are never closed. I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me. Every earthly wish may be gratified, and yet man pass on as did the ungrateful lepers who had been cleansed and healed of their obnoxious disease. These lepers have been restored to health by Christ, and the parts that had been destroyed by the disease were recreated. But only one, on finding himself made whole, returned to give God glory. The lesson which is recorded concerning the 10 lepers should awaken in every heart a most earnest desire to change the existing order of ingratitude into one of praise and thanksgiving. Let the professed people of God stop murmuring and complaining. Let us remember who is the first great giver of all our blessings. We are fed and clothed and sustained in life. And should we not educate ourselves and our children to respond with gratitude to our Heavenly Father? Have we not reason to talk of God's goodness and to tell of His power? When friends are kind to us, we esteem it a privilege to thank them for their kindness. How much more should we count it a joy to return thanks to the friend who has given us every good and perfect gift? Then let us, in every church, cultivate thanksgiving to God. Let us educate our lips to praise God in the family circle. Let our gifts and offerings declare our gratitude for the favors we daily receive. In everything we should show forth the joy of the Lord and make known the message of God's saving grace. The hearts of those who reveal the attributes of Christ glow with divine love. They are imbued with the spirit of gratitude. Lift up Jesus. Lift him up, the man of Calvary, with the voice of song and prayer. Seek earnestly to spread the gospel. Tell the precious story of God's love for man. In this work, you will find a satisfaction that will last through the eternal ages.